Welcome to the final edition of Who's Gonna Win for the 2012 high school football season. This is our playoff edition here tonight as we head on down the home stretch. I want to thank the sponsors, Ag Business Associates and the Nishna Valley Credit Union, as always, for their sponsorship. We'll be back with Who's Gonna Win right after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow with Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where crop insurance is our specialty. This has been a challenging growing season, and we are in the thick of this year's harvest. So you may be asking yourself some of these questions. How does my crop insurance work? Do I have the fall price? Do I get paid for low test weight? What type of records work for claim adjustment? When do I need to contact my agent to report a claim? We strive to keep our insureds informed and have gone over these questions and many more with them. If you are in need of some answers, give us a call, Ag Business Associates, 712-243-5464, located at 1101 Southwest 7th Street here in Atlantic.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
All right, back on Who's Going to Win, the same old gang just won't go away. Doug Leonard, Chris Parks, Matt Mullenix, I'm Jim Field. Thanks for joining us here this week as we try to figure this all out. What a cruddy week last week. Matt went 5-3, Doug and I were 4-4, and Chris bringing up the rear at 3-5. That's your first time finishing last for the week?
I think so, actually, yeah. It was not a pretty week, that's for sure.
I don't know, we kind of enjoyed it.
Yeah. That's definitely. Fine, yeah.
I'll take another one of those. Yeah. Actually, I'd like an 0-8, and I've got to go 8-0, and then I could tie.
There you go.
And who's got the tiebreaker? This guy. I'm pretty sure. Did you get the tiebreaker?
I don't remember. I think you were closer, yeah. You were closer to the score.
Gee, let me look it up.
In about week two or three there?
Oh, non-tiebreaker then. Like a couple years ago.
I get it. Yeah.
The non tiebreaker.
It's in here somewhere. There it is. Oh, it is. It's Dougie Boo Boo.
All right. I can tell you're starting to sweat a little bit, Chris.
Yeah. Let me give you a couple of towels so I can stay clean during this show.
Hey, one never knows. Stranger things have happened. It would be a record. We had a 6-game swap 1 year. Chris was leading by 5 games a couple of years ago. And I had the week of my life, and he had the worst week of his life.
It was a bad mathematical situation.
There's only one way this can work, and it did. But we'll see. Here's how we did it last week, or didn't do it, as the case may be. Cam and Sydney, it was 38-36, good football game. That was a game we had for you here on the air down in Sydney. And we had Sydney winning 38-36, and that was a winner for Chris and for me. Doug and Matt each had Cam. Fremont Mills beat Lennox 42-18. We all had that one right, and that was the only game we all had right this week. Underwood and AHST, it was the Vikings winning 41-13. Chris had a limb pick there with Underwood, and that cracked to the ground. Logan Magnolia beat Griswold 21-7. Doug took a shot with Griswold. That one came up short. It was Shenandoah and Red Oak. We split that one up. Red Oak won that game 34-6. And Chris and I had Shenandoah, so we crashed with that one. And Doug and Matt got Red Oak on that one. We all had Creston over Lewis Central, and boy, were we all wrong. 16-7 Lewis Central the winner. We all took a beating there. Harlan beat ADM in overtime, 23-17, and that was a winner for Doug and for Matt. And it was Glenwood defeating Atlantic 28-21, and we all took a shot on that one. So that's what we do. 5-3 for Matt, 3-5 for Chris, so they, shortened it up, cut the lead in half there. So still an opportunity here for Matt down the stretch. Doug and I 4-4, Chris 3-5. So here's where we stand on the season coming into this last week. It's Chris with the lead at 54-18, a 2-game lead over Matt, who's 52-20. I'm 3 games behind at 51-21, and Doug is in the game. 46-26 is Doug right now.
Mathematically still alive.
Still alive. All right, so see, there we go. It's just like the expanded playoff system in high school football. Everybody's still alive.
So you're saying I'm like a 3-6 football team, then?
Well, you know, Mason City got in at 1-8.
Oh.
So, impressive. No, you could be even worse than 3-6, but maybe optimistic. In. You're still in. All right, Lennox is at Exira EHK. In fact, that's our broadcast game tonight. We'll have that for you coming up here not too far down the road. Hope you're enjoying this early start time tonight. 5:30 is when we get finished with this. We'll start with our pregame show. We'll have an extended pregame where we'll focus on a bunch of games. And then Chris and I will be in Exira tonight for that Exira EHK Lennox matchup. That's our broadcast game. That's where we start here. Who go? Matt, you had the good week last week. You go first.
Good, good. Thank you. Well, yeah, this is going to be a pretty decent matchup here. You got EHK coming in with their first undefeated season in school history there. The one thing that I like on Exire EHK is their defense. The defense really likes to hit. They really like to play out there, and they've done a decent job of doing that. On offensively, they've spread it around. Of course, we've talked about all season with Trey Sanders and the Peppers boys, Drew and Nick. Pretty balanced attack. Running the ball, not going to do anything passing, though. The one thing with Lennox, though, is they're a young team. They've only got three seniors out there. You know, they've just kind of gotten by. When they did lose, they were pretty big losses. So I'm going to go with the Xyre HK at home.
Okay, that's one for the Spartans. Well, this is kind of scramble week this week. Sometimes the picks don't make a lot of sense, except for the fact that you got to make up some space somewhere, and you know, you've got to, you know, you can't just keep picking the same as everybody else, or you end up in the same place you started. So with that said, I'm taking Xyre EHK. Well, Chris hasn't picked yet. I don't know what he's going to do.
That's true.
I'm putting the pressure on him now. I'll let him go ahead and jump out there on a limb with Lennox.
He's the one that's got to lose it.
No, I do like the way Xyre EHK plays. I said for a long time, you know, the passing game's fine, but I like defense and I like a running game, and boy, that's what Xyre EHK does best, run the ball and play defense. So, Doug, what do you think?
I agree with you, Jim. This time of year, you know, when the weather starts to be an issue sometimes, and so that ground game is very, very effective. But I'm going to take your logic, and I've got to pick, and I'm anti-Chris. I'm not picking for a winner or loser. I'm just picking opposite Chris. So I'm going to be at the game tonight rooting for Xyre, but I'm going to pick Lennox.
Okay, that's one. No logic needed. It's a numbers game. It's the way it is. Wouldn't it just be awful if Chris went ahead and took Lennox just to knock you out?
Don't do it. He's still got to compete against Coach Mullinix.
Yeah, I've got some
there.
Other mathematical scenarios going on here. That's probably the least of Doug's the worries.
Not at the top.
No. Oh, well.
I'm going to go with the Spartans here because I think they're a superior team. You know, this matches up well for them. They've been playing well as the season's gone along. They've got three guys, you know, that can run the ball just great. And it sounds like Lennox is kind of, as far as their offensive production goes, a one-man show with Mason Peterson. He leads them, of course, throwing the ball and also as their leading rusher as well. But it looks like the Spartans will have a pretty good chance to move on here, and I like them at home.
Okay, that's three for Xyre EHK, and Doug is doing what Doug has to do. Going with Lennox. All right. Cam at Glidden-Ralston is our next game. Another eight-man game here on our list this week. It's 7-3 versus 7-2. A couple of seven-win ball clubs coming in here tonight. Cam suffered a tough loss last week on the road against Sydney, 38-36. But, you know, I was actually impressed by it. Not because they hung around with a tough ball club, but because their biggest loss came in the first quarter. They found themselves down a couple of touchdowns right out of the box. 104 seconds into the ball game, they were receiving their third kickoff of the game. So you knew they were having a tough start. And then also in the first quarter, they lose their leading rusher, their workhorse, Dylan Amdor. So you're thinking that, wow, you're down big early, you lose your leading rusher. Well, this is done. What are you going to do? Well, they didn't go away. They kept playing. They played hard. They got right back into the ball game. Actually had a chance to win the contest late. I was really impressed by that. Cam, over the last few years, has won at every spot in the playoff system. They've won as a 1 seed, a 2 seed, a 3 seed, and a 4 seed. Glenn Ralston's tough, but Mitchell Lynch is a lot of their offense. It's most of their offense. I'm going to try Cam this week and see if I can grab one here on the road with the Cougars' recent history in playoff games. Doug?
Well, as you mentioned, Jim, the offense at Glenn Ralston runs through the running back, Mitchell Lynch. He's had about 1,700 yards rushing and 33 TDs, so he's been a very effective back. I don't know. I can't see if Chris has written anything down yet. I'm going to pick Glidden at home, rooting for Cam, but I think Chris is going to pick Cam.
Okay. There's one of each. Let's find out what Chris is going to pick.
Well, this is an interesting game. Two teams, I think, that match up, you know, fairly well against each other. The Amdor loss, I think, is big for Cam. You know, they did play well without him last week, and like Jim said, that was an impressive showing down there in Sydney. But I think it is going to be tough to now overcome that here in the next round. Glidden-Ralston, it's kind of interesting. You look at the stats, especially from that first game. They played a very tough game against Murray right out of the gate at the beginning of the year, and really the team that's given them the best game so far this year. But they had another back, Justin Free, who went over 186 yards in that game, but he's only at about 300 for the season. So I don't know what the story is there, if they just decided to rely heavily more on one guy other than the other, but it's kind of interesting there. This is tough because I like Cam's resiliency, but the fact that they have to go on the road and that Glidden has proven against those really tough teams that they can play close games, I just think they have a little bit of an edge being healthy. So I'm going to take Glidden Ralston here.
Okay, that's two for Glidden and me for Cam. Matt, am I on my own?
Well, Jim, I've got a few games marked that could go either direction, and I think this is one of those games. So with that said, you guys have kind of run down a lot of the statistics and everything through there on both teams. It is going to be a hard-fought game. It'll definitely be tough for the Cougars to overcome their loss of Amdor not playing tonight. So, but with that said, I still like the Cam Cougars, so I'm going to go with them on the road.
Okay, 2-2. We split it up. We'll take a break. Be back with more on Who's Going to Win right after this.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow with Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where crop insurance is our specialty. This has been a challenging growing season, and we are in the thick of this year's harvest. So you may be asking yourself some of these questions. How does my crop insurance work? Do I have the fall price? Do I get paid for low test weight? What type of records work for claim adjustment? When do I need to contact my agent to report a claim? We strive to keep our insureds informed and have gone over these questions and many more with them. If you are in need of some answers, give us a call, Ag Business Associates, 712-243-5464, located at 1101 Southwest 7th Street here in Atlantic.
All right, back on Who's Going to Win. Let's get into 11-man football now. AHST on the road at Madrid in Class 1A, or Class A playoff football tonight. It's kind of been a rivalry here of late, last few years. Doug, who wins this one?
Well, it should be a good game. You know, the name of the game for Madrid, obviously, is running. They've got three rushers. One's got about 1,000, one's got 800, and one's got 500. So, you know, they definitely know how to move the ball down the field on the ground. It's interesting that, you know, with their record, at least two, if not three, of their losses, I think, have been at home. So they're not, you know, they're not invincible at home for AHST. AHST has had, you know, a lot better season than I think we had suspected at the beginning of the year. Their losses have been all to good teams, you know, Tri-Center, Griswold, and Lomaha. You know, I think history would say you take Madrid, but I'm going to take HST on the road.
Okay, that's one for the Vikings. Chris?
Well, this is an interesting game, too, looking at the statistics and how things have matched up here. And for Madrid, their second-leading rusher that's on the chart there, I was looking through some games, and it appears he hasn't played for a few games. So it's since late September he's been out. For them. And then their leading rusher, of course, I had to look at the stats last week because that was a head-scratcher losing to Guthrie Center. I didn't see that coming at all. But Braunschweig, their leading guy, he had seven carries, but he only had 2 yards. So I got to imagine there's some injury issues going on there in that situation too. So they're not healthy. They're not coming off a good game at all. That's a pretty bad loss at the end of the season when they still had positioning to play for a little bit there in that district. So, you know, maybe they did take it a little bit lightly, knowing that they could still have a chance to be at home. But AHST's proved me wrong before. I went against them last week, and they really played a great game. Jake Larson's playing very well for them. Like Doug said, they've played well, you know, and just lost a good team. So I think AHST's, maybe some of these kids have the memories of not having that success against Madrid, and here's a good chance to do it. So I'm going to take the Vikings on the road.
Okay. Well, that's two for AHST. Well, Doug, that's pretty much done for you. You picked the same in the last two games.
Well, can I go back and take Xyra then? If it...
Change the L to an E, really.
I know.
Easy,
I could do it. I could do it.
Yeah, I like what the Vikings are doing this year, too. Jake Larson's been a workhorse for them. He's put some good numbers together. We actually saw Madrid play earlier this year, too. Chris and I had a Madrid game up there against Audubon, and what would turn out to be a real good football game. Madrid's very powerful type of team. They just run at you, that belly option offense. You know what's coming. It's just a matter of whether or not you can stop it. They do play some pretty good defense, too. You know, I like AHST in this game, but I'm making up ground in a game here, so I'm going to take Madrid at home. Matt, what do you think?
Well, kind of the same way. I think the one thing that AHST has kind of done this year is they've taken advantage of turnovers that have been given to them and converted points up on the board, and so they've kind of been able to get away from a few teams. You know, it's going to be a defensive game. It truly is. I think, you know, I don't see anything overpowering by either team. They both like to run the ball. It's just going to be a matter of turnover. So, but I'm going to go with the home team, Madrid.
My apologies. I didn't mean to skip over you there. I guess I just had a little brain cramp and thought you already went. We kind of work around the table here, so nobody knows that. They can't see, but now I've let the word out. All right, we split it up 2-2, AHST and Madrid. Let's move on. Audubon at Logan Magnolia here in our next football game here tonight. And Chris gets first crack at this one. What do you think?
Good job by Audubon to play well at the end of the year. I got to give congratulations there to Monty Reboff and his team. They've been playing pretty well. They've got a good young team. I think some good things will happen for them in the future, especially that nice young quarterback at the sophomore spot. But Logan Magnolia, a really tough team. They've got two guys that can really run the ball well in Hudson and McDonald. And I think they just, you know, the ground game is going to be too overpowering here for Audubon. So I'm going to take Logan Magnolia.
Okay, that's one for Loma. Matt, what do you like?
Well, this is the one game I didn't have anything written down because I think it's, like you said, Logan's pretty powerful. They got a lot going on for them, and it's playoff time, and they know how to handle it. So I'm gonna go with the Panthers.
Okay, that's two for the Panthers. Yeah, and I'm exactly what Chris said. I think Audubon's a team with a brighter future. I think they're bouncing back in the right direction now. But, boy, it's going to be tough to get past a Logan Magnolia team that's playing home and playing in a familiar place. That's in the playoffs, and it's been a while for Audubon. So I really do like Logan Magnolia's chances. They've been competitive in the playoffs for quite a few years now. So I got to go with the Panthers, too. Doug?
Yeah, the Wheelers, have, as Chris said, some nice young talent. You know, Trevor Smith at quarterback there has had a good year, and I'm sure, going forward, he's just going to continue to improve. And we've got some other nice, talented kids on the team, too. But Loma, I think, is just going to be too much at home, and take the Panthers.
Okay, that's 3-4 right across the board. Everybody likes Logan Magnolia. All right, we'll take a break, and we'll have more Who's Going to Win right after this.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow with Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where crop insurance is our specialty. This has been a challenging growing season, and we are in the thick of this year's harvest. So you may be asking yourself some of these questions. How does my crop insurance work? Do I have the fall price? Do I get paid for low test weight? What type of records work for claim adjustment? When do I need to contact my agent to report a claim? We strive to keep our insureds informed and have gone over these questions and many more with them. If you are in need of some answers, give us a call, Ag Business Associates, 712-243-5464, located at 1101 Southwest 7th Street here in Atlantic.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
All right, back on Who's Going to Win. Four games left to take a look at here on our sheet this week. Our next one is a 1A matchup, Class A matchup, rather. Woodward Academy on the road at Griswold. Matt, first choice, what do you think?
Well, Woodward Academy, they started the season 0-4. So they've had a nice turnaround here at the last half of the season there. They've had some nice wins over Audubon, over Madrid there also. So, you know, they've been able to get the job done. But, you know, Griswold, they start off with a little slow start early in the season, only scoring maybe 3 touchdowns for the first 3 games. But over the course of the season, Clary's coming along, Mulbauer back there in the backfield, and they started putting some points on the board. I'm going to go with Griswold. It's at home, first round of the playoffs here, and I just don't think Academy is going to be able to keep up pace with them.
Okay, that's one for Griswold. I don't think this is where I want to do it. I don't want to bust my move here. I'm going to take Griswold. I like the Tigers at home. Yeah, the offense has been a little slow in coming this year, but they always play solid defense. And I think they can hold Woodward Academy in check to be able to pick up the victory here tonight. Doug?
Oh, Matt mentioned some of the nice victories that Woodward had. You know, and they've got a good running back. He's got over 1,400 yards. So, you know, they can move the ball on the ground for sure. But Griswold, be interesting to see how they come off having their winning streak snap last week to Lomont. I mean, 21-7 is a pretty good game against a talented Lomont team. So, you know, I think Griswold has got the momentum. Even though they lost last week, I think they can get another winning streak started tonight.
Okay, that's three. Chris, is it a unanimous pick?
It is a unanimous pick. Woodward Academy, you know, you mentioned a couple of nice wins they do have. They also have one really bad loss, giving Earlham their only win on the year. So it looks like they have a pretty good back, Andrew Calker. He's got 1,300 yards on the season, so obviously a guy you're going to have to slow down. But Griswold usually plays pretty good team defense, and you know, and against a guy that they know they can focus on, I think they'll have success. So I like Griswold to win this one.
Okay. That's four across the board. Everybody likes Griswold over Woodward Academy here in this one. Next game up, Ogden on the road at Tri-Center. Tri-Center 7-2, Ogden 5-4 coming into that matchup. I go first here. I got space to make up. I'm going with Ogden. Tri-Center's a nice ball club. They do a lot of nice things on the ground. But, again, we're playing a game here. I can't win if I keep picking the same as you guys do. So I'm going to try the road team here in this one and see if I can bust a move here. Doug?
Well, I don't think that's a bad pick, Jim. I mean, this is actually one of the games that is interesting to me. I mean, you look at Ogden's schedule, they're 5-4, but the teams that they've lost to have only lost a combined total of four games. Two of them were undefeated. So, you know, they've played some tough teams, and you know, but then you turn around and look at TC, Tri-Center's the same thing. They've just lost to IKM and St. Albert. So, really, you know, they're both talented teams, and I think Ogden's record's a little bit deceiving. You know, it's just a matter of can they stop the Tri-Center ground game, you know, because they've got a some running backs and a quarterback who can really move the ball on the ground. I'm going to take Tri-Center at home, but it'll be a good ball game.
Okay, that's one of each. Chris?
Yeah, like Doug said, this is a little bit more of an interesting game than you might think, just looking at the records for the two teams. Ogden looks like they've had some success putting the ball into the air. They've got a quarterback that's thrown for over 1,000 yards, and he hasn't thrown, you know, that many interceptions, so they've been pretty good taking care of the football. But Tri-Center, they just have those three guys that are just so good, and I think that they've played together long enough. They kind of set their sights on this year being their year. They came up short, you know, against teams that they were hoping to beat, but they played well against St. Albert. I think Wellman, Hoke, and Barrier, they're all going to have success on the ground, and I like Tri-Center, especially it being at home.
Okay, that is two for Tri-Center and me out there. Am I still out there, Matt, or are you going to help me out here?
I think I'm going to leave you out there, Jim. You look at Tri-Center's losses to IKM and St. Albert, and those are very respectable losses. But the other thing is that they were able to put up points against both of those teams. And then you flip it over to the other side, and you already talked about their rushing game with those three running backs, but their defense has been, you know, just as tough outside of those two games as well. So I look for Tri-Center. They also, like we talked about at the beginning of the season, they had some goals in mind, and they know that they can make it pretty deep, they feel, into the playoffs here before they might have to go up against St. Albert there again. But so I'm going to look for Tri-Center to get it done.
Okay, that's me with Ogden. Everybody else likes Tri-Center here. Two games left to do here on our program. We'll do that right after this.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
Hi, this is Brock Partlow with Ag Business Associates in Atlantic, where crop insurance is our specialty. This has been a challenging growing season, and we are in the thick of this year's harvest. So you may be asking yourself some of these questions. How does my crop insurance work? Do I have the fall price? Do I get paid for low test weight? What type of records work for claim adjustment? When do I need to contact my agent to report a claim? We strive to keep our insureds informed and have gone over these questions and many more with them. If you are in need of some answers, give us a call, Ag Business Associates, 712-243-5464, located at 1101 Southwest 7th Street here in Atlantic.
All right, back on Who's Going to Win. Two games left to take a glance at this week. Carroll is on the road at Harlan in a Class 3A first rounder. Doug, what do you like?
Well, this is the only game I didn't make any notes on because I think Harlan's going to take this one. You know, Carroll has an effective running game. They proved that against Atlantic. But I'm just surprised by their record this year. You know, they looked pretty decent when we played them, and I don't know. Harlan's Harlan, and they're playing at home, so I'm going to take the Cyclones.
Okay. One for Harlan. Chris?
Well, yeah, this is a little bit more interesting. Once again, if you look at records, you would be mistaken about Carroll because their biggest margin of loss this year is 7 points to the very team that they're going to play in Harlan. So they've had a rough go of it. You know, and I think it kind of does wear on a team, though. I give them credit for keeping playing in those close games throughout the year. They could have kind of let their heads down a lot sooner, but I think that does wear on a team. You know, if they get in a tight game in the postseason, how confident are you going to be at the end of the game that you can actually pull it off? And especially against a team in Harlan, unlike the Cyclones I root for, they seem to have found some offense here at the end of the season. So they've been playing pretty well. Adam Jewell has been doing the right things. They mix things up when you don't expect it. That game against Atlantic, they had a few play calls that were just the right thing at the right time. And I picked against them last week, and they burned me again. So I'm not going against Harlan. I'm going to pick Harlan.
Okay, that's two for Harlan. Matt, what do you like?
Well, you know, it's, you know, Carroll down the stretch here seem to find their swagger, maybe. You know, they've got the 6 losses on the season, but the average margin of loss has only been about 4 points. So they have been, you know, like you said, stay in it. You know, they've got a pretty balanced attack, throwing the ball 1,000 yards, rushing the ball 2,000. You know, it's in there for them to make that run to the dome, possibly for them. You know, I don't know. Down the stretch, like you said, Harlan has kind of found their groove here. This is a second chance for Carroll. Harlan's never lost in the first round. You know, I don't know if Carroll could pull the shocker and upset Harlan.
Is yet to be decided. I'm going to go with Carroll. I got to find another game. I'm going to go with Carroll.
All right. Going to go with Carroll.
Carroll's going to the dome.
All right. You know, I've picked against Harlan the last 3 times we've had him on the sheet. I've picked against him, and, of course, that's 3 of my losses. I'd be tied for first right now if I had just gone with him the last 3 times. I'm going to go with Harlan this time. I'm going to take the Cyclones at home. All right, one more game on the list. Lewis Central on the road at Lamar's. Council Bluffs to Lamar's. Hope they got some ice cream waiting up there.
Why are you looking at me? Do you think does it look like I eat a lot of ice cream or something? Why are you looking at me?
I don't know, because you're close.
Okay.
I'll look at Chris. What do you think?
Yeah, I hope they have some ice cream up there waiting for them, and I guess it would be a good celebratory treat if Lewis Central goes and gets a win. But we'll see. This is interesting. Lewis Central, they're one of those teams that's hard to figure out this year. You know, obviously the injury early in the year to Alex Reed was a huge blow to what they had planned for the rest of the season. You know, last week they obviously figured it out and won a very tough game against a Creston team that was surprising to see them win that. I was surprised to look at the stats, and I don't know if Creston's changing their philosophy or whether or not there might be some arm issues there, but Neitzel didn't throw a ball in that game. They went with another quarterback, so maybe that changed their dynamic a little bit too. But for Lewis Central, I think they have had those kids come along, Austin Simmons and Martin, the back. They both kind of have really progressed as the season went along. The interesting matchup here is that they'll play a team that's going to throw the ball an awful lot. That's what Lamar's likes to do. They've got a quarterback that's thrown for over 1,200 yards, and, you know, that's not what every team in this district that they've played in does. But they seem to do well against, you know, the passing attack against Atlantic earlier in the year. Atlantic had a few big plays, but they were able to, you know, hold them in check enough to win that game. I like the win last week, so I'm going to go with Lewis Central. I think they got the mojo going on the road to get this one.
Okay. Chris is going to take Lewis Central. Matt, what do you like?
Well, I had, you know, like you said, the balanced attack there by Lamar's. They're pretty even, you know, as far as rushing and passing. You know, the one thing sometimes when you get into playoffs, you know, every point counts, and Lewis Central sits there with this freshman
kicker by the name of Shudak, and he's done an awfully good job, or, you know, somebody they can call on in close games. So, you know, they can put together good drives down, you know, they're possibly going to get up 3 points up on the board. You know, some teams not able to do that. So, you know, it'll definitely be a good ball game. It's a long trip up there to Lamar's. A lot of good people come from Lamar's. A lot of good people have been born in Lamar's.
Like,
and
who?
Like myself.
Really?
That's why, you bet.
Never saw that first setup coming.
It's Lamar's, Iowa. So
good people.
With that, I'm going to go with Lamar's.
All right. Very good. Well, I'm going to take the Bunnies as well. The Blue Bunnies. I'm taking Lamar's because, again, it's a game. I'm behind. Chris went the other way. Doug, last pick.
Well, my strategy went out the door after the first pick because Chris, or the second pick, because Chris hosed me there. But you should have made him. You should have made him pick first. I'm kind of bitter now. But I think, I don't know. LC's had a good year despite that loss of Reed. But I don't know. I just don't know if they, you know, they don't have an aura around that team of winning in the playoffs. You know, I think they've got a talented squad. I just think they need to learn how to put that all together. Maybe they'll start it a little tradition tonight. But Lamar's has had success in the past, and I think that's going to continue tonight. And I'm going to take the Bunnies, whatever their name is.
The Blue
is.
Bunnies?
Yeah, the Blue Bunnies.
Go.
Yeah.
All right. The Mullinexes. The Fighting Mullinexes.
Yeah. They should have named the team after Matt.
There you go. All right. We're good. So we, Chris has got Lewis Central, everybody else with Lamar's. And those are our picks for the 2012 season. We'll see how it plays out. We're all still in it, except for him.
I'm going to change a few.
Going to edit the tape as soon as we walk out of here. Gotcha. All right. Well, thanks for coming in, guys. Appreciate it. It's been a lot of fun. We hope you've learned absolutely nothing from all of our insight during the course of the year, because that's pretty much what we get out of it, too.
Pizza.
Well, yeah, we get lunch. Matt Mullinex, Chris Parks, Doug Leonard, I'm Jim Field. Thanks to our sponsors, Ag Business Associates, Nishna Valley Credit Union. Stay tuned. We've got plenty of high school football coverage coming up for you here next. Kickoff 7 o'clock tonight. We are in Exira. Exira EHK hosting Lennox in first-round eight-man football action tonight. And Brett Johnson will be along just shortly with our extended pregame show. We'll hear from a number of area coaches as we get ready for high school playoff football tonight. And don't forget, after we're finished, Brett will be around after the contest with lots more coaches' interviews and highlights and scores from all over the area in week one of the playoff season. Thanks for joining us for the final week of Who's Gonna Win?